Welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 135, Creation, Learning How to Use What You Got. I love, love, love random moments of inspiration. And today's episode is really based off a quite random moment and a quite random aha that I had in that moment. It may sound a little bit strange at first, but just go with me here. We're going somewhere juicy, I promise. I was watching the latest season of Top Chef on TV, which of course is a cooking competition show here in the US. It's always really fun to watch. They always have really interesting personalities and they have a lot of variety of cooking styles and they have like the most talented people who are constantly out-creating themselves, going for the gold time and time again. And there's something that's always so inspirational about watching someone who is super, super gifted, super talented, super creative, and also very much embracing the creative edge that they're living on. People who aren't settling and kind of like baking the same thing over and over again, they're constantly exploring and pushing their growing edges, which of course is kind of what this show is all about. We talk about this in almost every episode, right? Being able to keep going forward and out-creating yourself time and time again in whatever way you're looking at that. You know, it could be business, it could be creative pursuits, it could be relationships with your body, whatever it is, you and I are creators. Even if you're not a chef, like on the show, even if you're not in a creative field, we are the creators of our own life. You are playing with a blank canvas every day and painting and adding textures and tapestries. And really, the more that you can dive into that concept and start to play with it, the more and more textured and layered and rich and wealthy your living becomes, which is just delightful. So I was watching this show and it was kind of sparking all sorts of creative energies and ideas. That's kind of my favorite part of it, right? Is watching and getting the download of that. And they had a quick fire competition where they were cooking amazing cuisine and it looks so fancy, right? You kind of watch and you're like, I never would know to even make that or how they would make that, not being trained myself. And for some reason, there always seems to be this thing in the back of my mind where it's like, they must have access to like really, really, really special ingredients. There must be something that I don't have access to where they're able to kind of pull that together and make it look so fancy and so delicious. So the next part of the show, they go out shopping for their next challenge, and guess where they go? Well, they drive their little truck to Whole Foods to pick up all of their ingredients. And like I said, random aha, I was watching that and went, oh my goodness, they have access to the exact same raw materials that we do. They go shopping in the same store. They are walking around and picking up all of these materials in their raw, and it is just how they utilize those materials that actually go to create that final delicious, really out of this world, beyond this reality creation in the end. So I kind of had my wheels turning about how often we go through this thing where we think the people who are creating bigger, the people who are out creating us currently are the ones who are really successful and really happy, that they're kind of, they have access to something that we don't have, that they have a leg up on us in some way. And it's quite fascinating when you look at this scenario and this analogy even of having access to the same raw ingredients and raw material. It's really not that creates in the end, it's how you use it. It's how you apply it. It's how creative you can be. And it's kind of fascinating how often we don't own that and push into that and really acknowledge that that's what creates. Instead, we go into this weird excuse thing of because. So when you look around at the people in your life, You scan around about the people who you deem more successful, or perhaps just further along the path that you're going on, or really creative people where you see them and go, oh my God, I could never do what they're doing. How often does the excuse come up in your own world that, oh, you know, of course they were able to do that because they were able to cook that amazing meal because they have access to amazing ingredients that I don't have access to. They were able to succeed in that business because they had access to a big pot of money that I don't have, so I can't do that. Of course they were able to look amazing in that outfit because they have access to this great body that I don't have. It's kind of funny. There's these excuses with the because that come up for us over and over and over again. You know, how often do you have somebody where you had the same training, you're maybe in a similar business, a similar creation spot, and they out-create you at that given moment? And how often is that not like an inspiration and this honesty with self of like, wow, they just took their raw materials and utilized it. You know, awesome. Look where they go. And you know what? I wonder how I could utilize my raw material to create and move in my own way. Instead, we go into that excuse zone. So I'd say that's kind of home play number one for this week of just catch yourself whenever you start going into the excuse of, sure, they can do it because. And start to look at the lies there. What if truly they were just shopping at Whole Foods like you are? They have access to the same raw materials. What is the difference between you and them? They've taken initiative to educate themselves. They've taken initiative to hone their skill set. They've taken initiative to cultivate. They've taken the initiative to move on possibilities and actually go through the work of putting things together to create. There are people who really move on creation. There are people who have raw material in front of them and get curious and start going into not just question of, I wonder how I could take these wonderful things and put them together in a brand new way. They are the ones who actually go, you know what? That's a skill set that I don't have. I wonder where I need to go to learn that. Or I wonder who I can hire who knows how to do that. They're the ones who get ideas and they start actually playing with what they have access to be able to actually create. We all have this ability. Again, we're all creators of our own life, our own living. Some of us more literal than others, being in a creative field or in a creative business. But when push comes to shove, we're creating every moment of our life. And those raw materials, yes, you know, we can look at the cooking example of the raw materials being food and spices, that kind of thing. But deeper than that and broader than that, the raw materials that you have access to are your skill sets. They're your awareness. They're the energies that you know. They're those talents and capabilities, those places where you shine that other people don't. They are your unique perspective. That's a huge raw material. And they are kind of those beautiful qualities and aspects of self that go unacknowledged. You know, a lot of us think that if we're going to create something, especially like a business, we need a kind of defined skill set in some way. And if we can't define that skill set, it's not something that's usable. It's not something that can be applied easily. Well, what if you just had to be a bit more creative with that raw material? What if your kindness was an amazing raw material that you could then package and market and learn how to apply in what your business is? What if your ability to make people feel better just by being around them was an incredible raw material to work with? What if your ability to see things that no one else does or see things from a really weird angle was an incredible raw material that you could harness, cultivate, and actually start to learn how to apply? This is a really interesting topic, and I invite you to kind of go deep, go broad, go beyond where you've gone before. All the things that are fun and all the things that are easy for you, those are your gifts, those are your talents. All the things that light you up, pique your interest and make you want to lean in. Those are raw materials to begin to work with. And every single thing that you've been through in your life and your living, those are all raw materials waiting to be created with. It's not about hopping and skipping from one thing to the other. It's really about, or like even just playing in one lane. Like, I'm creating this one thing right now. What if it was way more about looking at the breadth and the depth of you? And really, creation in its truest sense of actually bringing things together in a brand new way to create something new and different. If it wasn't anything more than just your experimenting and play and being able to just dive in and really enjoy exploring all aspects of yourself, really experimenting about, cool, I wonder how I can use this and how I can apply this. I wonder how this could actually make me money here. I wonder what it is I would truly like to create, and if I was willing to use what I got, how I could bring that about. And be aware of those blind spots where, again, you want to go into the excuses of, well, I can't because, or they can, but I can't. And just come to that knowledge base of, you know what? We all have access to raw materials. Yes, those raw materials are different and unique to each person, but they're in the same bandwidth. What is the difference between people who create and those that don't? The people who create take initiative. They move. They are willing to educate and learn and develop their skill set. They're also more than willing to start to play and explore. They are willing to fail because they know, you know what, even if I fail, I'm going to learn a ton and I'm going to pick myself up and keep on going. There is really an open exploration that if you're willing to look at it, of going into the kitchen and just playing around, seeing what you can create, may lighten you up, and it may also allow you to start moving and applying with the raw materials you have access to. This is a big one. I invite you to keep digging in and exploring, and if none of it had to be right, and none of it was wrong, what would you be aware of? What could you choose? What is it you would truly love to create in your life? What are the raw materials that you have access to? What are the ways you have to play with those raw materials already? And I wonder what growing edge you could go into to actually start cultivating and learning how to apply them in new and different ways. It's quite exciting when you tap into that energy. And as always, one thing just to keep your eyes out for is look for those random moments of ahas and inspiration. You know, for me, it came from watching an episode of Top Chef. Who knew, you know? But that inspiration and that creative pop is all around you. Open your eyes, open your awareness, and allow it into your space. See what starts to unfold for you and start trailing and blazing your own path, right? Have an amazing week playing with all of this. And as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.